Wake up call on WTLS Score 94 and Fun 101, also Facebook. Hard to believe it's been 40 years ago, but yes, 1986. Who would have thought of them the first of seven state titles over the next 12 years? And the guys that were part of that, some of them are here today. Many more are coming tonight to be celebrated prior to Tattlesy's game with Trinity. We got Tommy Wisner, Joe Stewart, and Will Solomon here in the studio. Thank y'all for coming down today. And can you believe it's been 40 years?
Wow. Good to be here, Michael.
Yep.
Yeah, we thank you for inviting us down here.
Yeah, definitely.
Looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Michael. It's going to be fun tonight.
I know it is. You guys have a group chat that goes back and forth between teammates. What's the conversations been like leading up to this?
Biggest one I've seen so far is, I mean, everybody ribbing, you know, who was to hit the home run off of you?
Joe Myers.
Said the pine tree still broken.
That was what game that you're talking about when you were pitching, Tommy?
That was game one. I came in, I think they had one guy on base. And
we're talking about the championship series.
Championship series, yeah, down here. And a guy had two strikes on him, threw him a curveball, hung it, and he hit it about 825 feet. So, yeah.
But let's go back to that series, and we'll talk about the season in general. And I know Coach Baines is planning to be here tonight, as well as many more of your teammates. But, Will, the first game you were able to score – the winning run, a celebratory moment, obviously, for the team. And then they went on to win the next game and sweep this series against Pleasant Grove. Talk about that.
Right. Well, after Tommy gave up the home run, we came in the bottom of the last inning, and it was tied. And the first two guys got out. I think you were hitting in the nine spot. And I kid Tommy. Tommy beat out the only infield hit in the history of the Wisner family that day. And he picked a really good time to do it. But Tom Jones was coaching first, and I hadn't been in the game yet. And Tom actually called for Keith Norris to come out and run. But, you know, no offense to Keith, but I'm over there thinking, you know, hey, I'm the guy. I've been waiting for this. So Coach Baines came down the third baseline, and I remember what he said. He said, no, Tom, I want Will. So I ran out there, and Chandler was at the plate, Michael Chandler. And I remember getting hit and run, and it must have been a pitch out. Or I know it was an unhittable ball because I took off and Mike didn't make contact. And so I slid safely into second. And after I stole second, I think it was the next pitch. As soon as it left the pitcher's hand, I knew it was over because he hung one and Mike hit one out in the left center gap. And I was able to score from second and we went on and won game one. So
6-5, and you were celebrating with the team. You said you got clotheslined at the plate. If you see that picture, that's exactly the case. Huh?
Yeah, I remember I came around third, and I remember Coach Baines said, touch that base, attaboy. And I saw everybody coming out of the dugout, Tommy sprinting out there. And it was Gavin, I believe, that clotheslined me there at the end. But it was worth it. And I think winning that game one was important because, you know, the year before we had lost in the championship, and I think it took a lot of pressure off of us because – we just turned loose and played second game.
And won easily in the second game. 6-5 game one, 7-2 over Pleasant Grove. First state championship. What was that feeling like when it finally happened? And for you, Joe, you were the only senior that's among us here. There was only like three in the team, right? You and John Wilbanks and
Michael Griggs.
And Michael Griggs were the three seniors, yeah.
I mean, it was just surreal, I guess. I mean, because, you know, I was on the 85 team also. And, you know, to go up there and, I mean, I think they had, like five D1 players on that team right there. Wilson was an awesome team. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from those guys, but, I mean, it hurt. And to be able to come back the very next year and have a chance to do it, and we close out, you know, finally close, and we close it out, I just, you know, you'll never forget it. I mean, you know, I hope these guys can, that are doing it this year right here, they can bite into some of that success because it's something you'll live with forever.
Well, we know how hard it is because it's been 40 years since the first one. The last one was 1998. We had this run, and we've had good teams. It's just tough to win, and you guys somehow made it become very popular, and this was where it all began.
Right. I mean, I just, you know, we started off, we didn't have that great a record to start with. Like, we got hot at the right time, you know, and these guys having a winning streak going in, and, you know, I know last night was a tough game, but, you know, that's one game. Put it behind you and go on.
I'm looking at the 4A run in the playoffs, and back when it was single elimination, so you couldn't have an upset in the first round. You were gone after one game. It was you know, a couple of rounds of first round, single elimination ball before we got to series play. Y'all beat Hanley easily in the first round, then Hillcrest, and then you did split the first two games of Pike County, had to win a best of three series. Talk about that one.
I remember one, the Pike camp, the game we lost was a pop-up. There was a pop-up in foul territory on the third base side. And I think I'm camped out under it, and I'm going to get it. And somebody, there's a bat laying there in the on-deck circle. I step on the bat, roll around a little bit, and miss the ball.
Golly.
The guy comes up next bat. I think he hits a grand slam, and we lost.
Wow.
And yeah, and I think one thing, too, with Pike County is they only had one pitcher. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, you could throw as many in as you wanted to. So he threw all three games.
That's crazy.
So we kind of felt like, even though we lost the first one, we knew we were going to keep seeing him. So we kind of felt
13-12 in the first game,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
that's right. And we scored runs on him. So we felt pretty good even after we lost the first one that we could come back and win both of them.
Yeah, and that puts talk about pressure. I mean, lose the first one, you got to win two in a row. But y'all won easily 11-6 and then 20-9. Well, you had some firepower at the plate, obviously, back then, huh?
I think that first game we lost – like I hit a grand slam, and then the pitcher hit one of the next. He hit a grand slam the next inning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, what was it? What was it? Talk about the players and the coaches that made up this team at the beginning. This what we call a dynasty, and obviously Coach Ronnie Baines was the head man.
Yeah, like I mentioned in Towson Times, you know, the coaches and the volunteers that we had from the time we were in T-ball was just unbelievable. And I don't want to even start mentioning names because there's so many of them. But Coach Baines was definitely the leader. He spearheaded the whole thing. And I think as far as the 86 team is concerned, there were a lot of different personalities on that team, but we had really, really good chemistry. And I think these guys will agree. The one common factor we had is what Mark alluded to in Towson Times this week is that we were all playing for a common cause, for a common goal. And, you know, we always wanted to come through for our teammates. And we never wanted to let each other down. And I think that when we were put in pressure situations as a team and as individuals, I think that's what really pushed us to perform. You know, not to mention the fact that Coach Baines drilled us on some stuff. But
yeah, and Coach Baines, the thing about it is he started coaching us when we were in Little League. It was Little League then. And he coached us all the way through, and we all played together. We didn't have all the travel ball where everybody goes different directions now and plays on different teams. And we were all together all the way up, and I think that made a big deal.
Ronnie Baines, Tom Jones, assistant coach, and Jim Harwick was the graduate assistant, right. Which is an interesting thing that you had back then. You were just a sophomore, Tommy. Will, you were a junior, and Joe, as we mentioned already, a senior, a three-senior team. 21 players on the team, and I was looking, this game program for the championship against Pleasant Grove was pretty interesting. It shows also the records of the pitchers that were used. And Tommy, you had three decisions, 2-0 record going into the playoffs. Michael Chandler was 7-4, but Jeff Burton was definitely the ace. He was 8-0. Talk about his performance on the mound that season.
I just, you know, being a catcher right there, working with all the guys right there, Jeffrey was just one of those when you brought him in, no matter close, I mean, he could control the pitch. Kind of, you know, remind me a lot of the way Greg Maddux pitched with the Braves. I mean, I could move him a mitt 4 inches. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that good. But like I said, the way Will taught during practice out there, you know, we had a little string set up with like a little square in the middle. I mean, it's probably like a 12 by 12 square. And every practice, I mean, you know, the pitchers had to put 25 or 50 or whatever Coach Baines said, had to put them through the square, and pitching practice wasn't over until you did it. If you threw 200 pitches to get 25 through the square, that's what you're doing. And I, you know, to me, that was just working on control. That to me, that was the difference maker. But it's like, you know, talking with some of the other players out there, and, you know, that we had played together all the way through, being the catcher out there, I can see the whole field. And when a ball's hit and then, you know, I know who it's going to, I can start walking toward the dugout. I mean, he's got this. I know what Coach Baines would call a can of corn pop up, and it wasn't going to be an adventure. I mean, if it was hit to the outfield, and, you know, Chandler's or any brass nail, somebody's out there, hey, they got it. I'm headed to the dugout.
And hitting-wise – two of the great hitters, I think, that Tallahassee's ever had are Jonathan Johns and John Wilbanks, as mm-hmm. far as batting average goes. They were on that team, and John Wilbanks hit 500 that year. And I think Jonathan Johns owns the record for the best batting average in career.
He does.
Yeah, so talk about those guys.
Just phenomenal players. I mean, you know, just it's here again, practice every day. You do this, you play small ball every day. You do the little things. That's what Coach Baines always said. You know, you can't control the weather, anything like that, but you can do the little things, and that's what made us what we were.
Yeah, batting average all-time Michael Chandler is on there too, and but there's three of the four all-time best career batting averages with those three guys: Johns, Wilbanks, and Chandler. And you had them on the same team, so you had to feel pretty good about it when the when if some guy's not hitting, somebody else is, I guess.
Yeah,
and that's why you scored 20 runs in playoff games. Right. So.
And talking about Tommy getting that infield hit, you know, he was a really tough out at the plate. I mean, he's a tough ball player all the way around, but it was virtually impossible to strike that guy out.
Tommy, you're on the record list of the fewest strikeout, one of the fewest strikeouts in the number of at-bats. I think, what, you struck out two times in the whole season.
That's right.
Yeah. So what is it about doing that? Obviously, you just put the ball on the bat somehow, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was just always trying to make contact, and that was the thing Coach Baines preached, make contact and something good would happen. And put pressure on the defense. And that was kind of what we did. But, you know, you talk about our batting and everything. We were big. Coach Baines was big, pitching and defense.
Yep.
If we played defense, if we scored four runs, we felt like we should win a baseball game.
Right.
And that was the big thing, was playing defense.
Well, I know, how many of these guys have you not seen in a long time that you're going to get to see tonight?
I mean, like we were talking about in the lobby just a few minutes ago, I'm like, several of the guys I hadn't seen probably in 40 years.
Wow. And some of them come across state lines to get here, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
Some of them coming in from a long ways off. I mean, this will be a great night for us, I think. But just talking about the way Tommy was with the hitting and stuff, and I remember Coach Baines very well. And, you know, batting practice started off, you bunted one down first base, you bunted down third base, you bunted back to the pitcher before you could even swing the bat. And Coach Baines' theory was, if you can't bunt, you can't hit, you know, which you're watching the ball. I mean, it makes perfect sense. But, you know, everybody on the team could bunt now. Just getting it down on the ground like we're supposed to, but everybody could make contact with the ball. And I think, you know, that's what I call a small ball. The small things, and if you get those down well, it pays off big for you.
21 guys on this roster, you said all but three could make it tonight, so it should be a fun time, huh?
Definitely.
It's definitely a fun time. I can't wait to see some of them.
Yeah. We've got a request for Will Solomon, Coach Solomon, here to sing. Sean Cleveland wanted to know if you would do a song. He says you do a great job in church. Said he's got a great voice.
Yeah.
We'll leave that to tonight. Maybe do the anthem tonight, possibly. It's before the game. So. Toby, thanks for the message. Said he said the strike zone for you is very small. All right, we heard you. Yeah, thank you. And Jeremy wants walk-up music tonight. Appreciate that comment on Facebook. Y'all didn't have walk-up music. They don't have walk-up. No. Tallahassee doesn't do walk-up music.
No, if anybody's tried to turn a radio on at the park, Coach Baines run them off.
I believe
that's right.
Yeah. Well, thank y'all for coming today. Appreciate y'all giving us some time and look forward to tonight. Congratulations. We appreciate it. This started the whole thing, and we look forward to recognizing you guys tonight before the game.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank y'all for coming down. From the class of 86, the 1986 first state championship baseball team at Tallahassee, Will Solomon, Joe Stewart, and Tommy Wisner with us, and many more coming tonight. Y'all come down and, give a little recognition to that group which started it all back 40 years ago. We'll come back with more of the Wake Up Call on this Friday morning. WTLS, Score 94, Fun 101, also on Facebook.